SBS Radio.
We are speaking to Crystal Jordan, who along with Len Kenner has published several books on the early migration of Indians to Australia. And Crystal has some interesting stories to tell us about the early Indian settlers who came here and they got married to Indigenous women. So we are today going to listen to the story of Meera Baksh and his well-known daughter Gladys Nabi Baksh. Welcome to the Hindi program, Crystal.
Thank you, Kumar.
We're really interested in all the research you and Len Kenner have done. And I believe a lot of early Indians who came to Australia got mixed and married with the Indigenous people here. So can you tell us the story of Meera Nabi Baksh, please?
Meera Baksh, as he's well known, as he's also known as Meera Nabi Baksh or Nabi Baksh or Baksh. There's quite a few different versions of the name. Came from the Punjab and he arrived in 1890 in Australia. He began hawking around the Barmer, Victoria area, which is up near the Victorian border between New South Wales and Victoria, and later became a general shopkeeper in that area, which was quite a lot of Aborigines in that area,
right,
and more on the New South Wales side of the border, around the Coomera Gunja Aboriginal station around that area, and there was Maloja, there was a school at Maloja. That's where he met his wife, Alice, and he married Alice there. She was an Aboriginal woman, Alice Campbell.
Right.
So they had several children, and one of those children was Gladys Nabi Baksh.
I believe Gladys is quite well known. So she was born in 1906, was she?
Yes, correct. 1906, that's quite early on.
Yes.
And they're not the only ones in that area. There's quite a few descendants in that area from that family. So anyway, Gladys attended the school at in that area, the Aboriginal station, and Thomas Shadrach James was the school teacher there. We've also done a little bit of history on him. He was more from Mauritius, Indian from Mauritius, and she later on left school, worked at her father's shop. And as she matured, she travelled into Melbourne and became a seamstress in Melbourne.
So Meera Baksh, as he was known, or Meera Nabi Baksh, he had many children, and one of his daughters, Gladys Nabi Baksh, was quite famous. Can you tell us about her?
Gladys was born in 1906. She went to the Aboriginal school at Coomera Gunja, on the New South Wales side of the border. So, yes, well, she was there for a while, and then she left school at an early age and went to work in her father's shop that he had at Barmum.
Right.
And after working in the shop, she travelled into Melbourne and became a seamstress in Melbourne when she was in Melbourne.
Right.
And later on, while she was living in Melbourne, she met Howard Nichols.
And Howard Nichols was an Indigenous
man. An Indigenous man. And he was also from Coomera Gunja. And they were married about 1927. But unfortunately, he died in a car accident.
Right.
After a car accident. And not long later, Gladys married his brother, Douglas Nichols. Now, Douglas Nichols was quite active in the Aboriginal community and is quite well known. And he was actually appointed to be Governor of South Australia in about 1976.
Right.
And he was about the same time he was knighted, and he would be about the first Indigenous person to have filled either of those positions.
Right.
And had those awards. And so Gladys became Lady Gladys Nichols.
Right.
And a lot of people know about Gladys, but they more or less attribute and remember her Indigenous side of her history, but not a lot is known about her Indian heritage.
Right. I wonder if she was aware or, you know, conscious of that side of her culture.
Oh, I think she was aware of it. I don't know how much she knew about the Indian culture, because unfortunately she died by the time we were doing this type of research.
But she was aware that her father was.
Yes, she would have known that he was a Punjabi, because right. It would have been on a marriage certificate.
Right.
And that's, yes. So unfortunately, her husband, he resigned from ill health, his governor's position. He wasn't governor for very long, but they were both very active in the Aboriginal community. And Gladys became very involved in the causes of Aboriginals in Victoria in particular.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Sunday school teacher and founded several opportunity shops around Fitzroy.
Right.
In Victoria, and also opened up a hostel for Aboriginal girls in Northcote.
Mm-hmm.
She was active in the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Women's Council, and I think she was the Victorian State President of that.
Right.
Unfortunately, she died in about 1981,
mm-hmm.
and is buried on the Kamamundjara Cemetery in New South Wales.
It's remarkable what she achieved, though she could not acquire a very high education.
It's amazing, really. She's left a lasting impression, I think, on the whole community, not just the Indigenous community, but I think the whole community in Australia would remember Lady Gladys Nichols. I think it's a great achievement for somebody who didn't have a lot of education, but she was definitely educated. She'd self-educated,
mm-hmm.
and she did an awful lot for the Aboriginal people.
Now, I believe they've got a grandson who's quite well known.
Yes. I don't think he's Aboriginal. I think his Aboriginal heritage is quite well known, and that's Nathan Lovett Murray.
Uh-huh.
They come from down around the Portland, Hamilton area, down in the Western District, the Lovett Murrays. And his Aboriginal history is quite well known, but I've never really heard him speaking about his Indian history or heritage at all.
So his grandfather was obviously Mirabaksh.
Yes, his grandfather was Mirabaksh. So it's quite interesting to know that he's from the Indian and Aboriginal heritage.
Right.
Yes.
That's a very interesting story. Thank you so much for your time and for all your research.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.